Wow, that was the first time. This is Anne Marie Zanka, and that was the first time I got to hear that delightful montage, all those voices of him at different ages mashed together. Thank you very much to Lucas for converting that from the tapes to digital, and to Beth for creating that really moving celebration. I feel like I'm cut off. I can't hear myself anymore. Oh, there I go. Okay. There were other voices in there that were really old friends of Katie and Kay that were great to hear. We mentioned Alpin, who was Andy's best friend. Before that, I also heard Missy Bowen and Steve Skinner. He was the one going ew in the background. Those were other mentors of Andy's. And Andy was not very happy in school. So when he found Katie and Kay, it was the adults in the community that really brought him in and gave him a place to be and put a mic in front of him, like Missy was describing, and gave him an identity as a DJ. And it did mean an awful lot to him. As after we lost him, that was something that was important to me in grieving Andy. It was about finding a way to make some meaning out of a tragedy and knowing what a positive impact the radio had on Andy. That was my intention, was to make that the gem of Katie and Kay, which is just a hub of the community, available to any kid who wanted to be on the radio, and to be able to give those kids a voice the way that Andy had a voice, to talk about what's important to them. And it was something that I didn't know how to do. How to start a nonprofit, and not that much about radio itself. So, but it was about, well, I put his name on it so that I wouldn't stop, so I wouldn't just give up. And so, the beginning of this program was really just about not giving up and just following that dream of getting to a stable place where the kids could be here consistently. So I'm so glad I did. It's such a gift to me to hear his name associated with so many positive stories. Thousands of kids and people have been touched by this over the years, at 20 years, which is hard to believe as well. And that has been a way to take the hardest thing that ever happened to me and turn it into something beautiful. So I thank everybody at Katie and Kay and all the kids that have participated in making this a really awesome program. I think all the dreams that I had for this program have been met and exceeded. I think that it's grown more than I imagined. And that's really just a testament to all the people who've put hard work into it and dedicated themselves. So it was a good idea, and it was a good idea because it kind of, the program for kids is also, well, it wouldn't be here without Katie and Kay. And Katie and Kay is, as a community radio station, is all about connection. It's all about connecting people through the airwaves, which Katie and Kay's been doing for a lot longer than ASYAP has been. But it's a unique voice on the airwaves, and that's what makes ASYAP unique as well. But the feeling of connection, I think we're noticing more and more during COVID, how important that is to our mental health. I mean, it always is important. It's a basic human need. But I just can't, and I mean, no one foresaw this time coming, but I can't think of a better way to remain connected to your peers and the rest of the community by putting together projects that can be, that are meaningful to you, that you can express, because that can inspire other people that are listening as well. And there's been a lot of inspirational shows that have come out of here over the years. And I've been interviewed by a lot of kids, and wow, there's a lot of talent in broadcasting in this little town that maybe they wouldn't even know they had that talent if they didn't have the opportunity. And so that's a great way to boost your self-esteem as well as to feel connected to others. So I'm a counselor, so I think about things like that, but and this program is not only, it's for any kid that's interested in it. It's not just for at-risk kids like Andy was. It's for whoever has something to say and something to give back to the community. Because I also, for people who are not necessarily struggling, we can all use some mental hygiene, especially during these times when we tend to feel a little more isolated. And that's something I call mental wellness or mental hygiene or mental fitness, as our friend Aaron Taylor calls it. That's about, mental wellness is where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if you attend to what is valuable and healthy in the midst of whatever's going on, COVID or whatever, and all of its challenges, it's a way to stay connected and resist isolation, which is what is most beneficial to each of us and to those around us. So thank you, everybody who helped put together this day and of a whole bunch of stuff. I can't wait to hear all of it. And just let's see if we can keep it going for another 20 years. That would be a great thing. Now we're going to go back to the Katie and Kay studio, where we will have Liliana and Esther.